And as we head into the weekend, a lot of British Columbians are headed out of town to camp, maybe go explore the outdoors. Maybe you're on the road right now, en route to a nature getaway. But some outdoor advocates are raising the alarm about the levels of trash being left behind in popular backcountry areas. Jones Lake, outside Chilliwack, has seen a lot of debris left behind by campers. Parts of that lake are operated by BC Hydro, but the problem is occurring on Crown land, which they say is outside of their jurisdiction. So for more, we have reached Matt Ion. He is on the board of the Four Wheel Drive Association of BC. They're a nonprofit organization that maintains a number of backcountry access sites across BC. Matt, hello there.
Good afternoon, Gloria.
Well, we noticed that one of your members took to Reddit to talk about the ongoing problem of trash being left behind by campers, particularly at Jones Lake. That's what's also known as Walleach Lake. Is that right? How much of a problem is it?
Well, that's Cindy. She's regular at Jones Lake and was really upset by the trash, so she decided to organize a cleanup. We had a really good turnout, 25 people, I think. Had a volunteer brought out a trailer to load up. Had actually the electoral area director, Bill Dickey, got us some dump passes for the Chilliwack dump to take all the garbage out of there. And we had a very successful day, about 6,600 pounds taken out.
Wait a second, 600 pounds of what?
6,600 pounds of garbage.
6,600? Okay, what kind of garbage are you talking about?
Lots of bottles and cans, lots of broken and burnt tents, chairs. There was a burnt horse trailer they dragged out, which was not part of that. A lot of campers were up there at the time we were up, and a lot of them brought their garbage and put in our trailer, which was really nice, instead of leaving it behind.
Well, who's doing this? I mean, especially burning things up and leaving things like that up there.
Most of it is the campers. They go to the hydro sites and there's garbage cans and there's garbage pickups. So I think a lot of them think that somebody comes around and picks the garbage up for them. And sometimes they'll bag it and just leave it on the side of the road. But, you know, it's Crown land. And as you say, if you pack it in, pack it out, it applies.
Well, what about at other backcountry sites, especially across the Lower Mainland? What are you seeing?
The closer to the Lower Mainland, definitely the more garbage they see. We go a lot further out. We're mostly driving 4x4s, and we get to more remote sites, and you see less traffic out there and less garbage to go with it. And a lot of us are, more outdoors people, so we already know, if you pack it in, pack it out. But definitely the ones closer to town, you do see a lot more. And it's not so much people that are bringing stuff out to dump. That happens in some areas. But a lot of this is just people that, just don't know any better, I guess.
How can that be, that you don't know you should take out what is not just going to disappear there on the site? I mean, what's your message then for people who are leaving all this stuff behind?
Well, we're... part of our core is education and changing the way people look at the backcountry and to respect the backcountry. And I think, as you're more city people, I think that message kind of gets lost over time, over the generations. And that's, education is part of our core mandate of changing those attitudes from a young age and propagating them.
Okay, well, that's good. Anything that you'd like to see BC Parks do or even the province in terms of supporting backcountry users?
Well, one thing, we work a lot with rec sites and trails, a little bit with BC Parks, quite a bit with the conservation officers. Those people are all, they're in those same jobs because they love the outdoors too. And they're badly understaffed. There's a lack of enforcement. Just because everything's underfunded. We'd love to see all those organizations get more funding. Hopefully allows for more maintenance. We maintain 13 rec sites around the province. We're all volunteers. We do it so people can use them for free, versus some of the paid campgrounds. We pay for a lot of it out of, the members. We have close to 2,900 members now, paid members, and a lot of that money goes towards that upkeep. But, you know, and Rec Sites and Trails BC has been really good with providing materials, outhouses for some of the rec sites, materials for repairs. We maintain 3 fire towers, and there's work crews going this weekend and next weekend to do a whole bunch of repairs on those. A lot of that's covered by Sites and Trails. But, yeah, it'd be good for more funding to go to all of that.
Well, it seems to me you're putting a lot of energy into cleaning up after others. What about when along the education front? Are there signs there? Are there any, you know, any other pressures from other campers, for example? Hey, take that stuff with you when you leave?
Well, the Crown land areas don't, there's no signage because there's nobody that is responsible for that, the same as there's, you know, no one person that's responsible for the garbage pickup. So we've actually have been looking at a couple different designs of signs to make up and put in some of those areas, essentially saying that, you know, if you pack it in, pack it out. You know, I think, you know, like I said, I think a lot of it is people get used to the paid campsites, and they know if they leave the garbage, then there's somebody that's going to come around and pick it up, and I think they expect that happens out on Crown land as well. So part of it's getting that message out that, you know, nobody's going to come and take that away.
Well, it's nice to see that the Four Wheel Drive Association of BC is out doing such good tasks. But what does your organization do for fun?
That's half the fun.
Okay.
Kind of. just, you know, it's a labor of love looking after all these sites and, you know, keeping it clean. And it's partially, you know, people see the garbage out there and they think it's the four wheelers, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, it gets us all a bad rap, and that's what results in areas getting closed off, gates put up, things like that. So part of it is, you know, trying to counter that image. And, you know, it gets us, we've got a really strong reputation with Rec Sites and Trails and BC Parks, and it allows us to, you know, in one recent case, to actually reopen a site that they'd closed or to create new rec sites. You know, and cleaning up the garbage, and, you know, we try to keep track of it all to show to them and quantify it all. You know, it helps with that whole process.
Right. Well, have you got a busy summer planned in that case from what you've just mentioned?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, the next 2 weekends at least. I know we've got a section of the Alexander Mackenzie Trail by Prince George that we look after. That's getting some work this summer. There's Hutt Lakes by Squamish. Some guys are wanted to put some picnic tables up there. We got a couple other sites near the lower mainland. They're in bad need of picnic tables and new outhouses. And there's lots to go. It's enough that we've, you know, we're all volunteer. And a lot of what happens just is local volunteers that start doing things. And, you know, we can go to them and say, hey, you know, you're really active doing this. You want to make it official. So we've got a couple of guys. Shout out to Travis and Cameron, that have been doing so much that they're now officially our maintenance crew, and, you know, they're spearheading a lot of this work.
Matt, good on you, to you and your crew. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Gloria. Have a good weekend.